One of the biggest changes to college applications this year is standardized testing. More than 1,600 U.S. colleges dropped their requirement for students to take the SAT or the ACT this year. But, as WBUR's Kerry Young reports, many students aren't quite sure if college admissions officials actually mean it.
Pioneer Valley Regional High School senior Sarah Wingowski managed to take the SAT once this fall, but her score wasn't as good as she'd hoped.
I did not put my test scores because I don't think they represented my abilities to the best that they could have been.
Wingowski thinks her Western Massachusetts school's quick pivot to remote learning last spring played a big role.
At first, they weren't really prepared, as most schools weren't prepared, and I feel like I kind of lost a lot of learning that would help me in the SATs.
Wingowski is glad that so many schools have gone test optional this year. Still, she can't seem to shake the idea that her choice could put her at a disadvantage.
I am very stressed about whether or not that will affect my application decision.
Wingowski's school counselor, Lucas Correa Covert, says anxiety levels in general are high among seniors.
The stress level has definitely been higher with COVID in the mix. There's a lot more uncertainty. There's definitely a fear of the unknown when it comes to the admissions process.
Then there are communication challenges thanks to the pandemic. Johanna Smith is a counselor at the Lynn Vocational and Technical High School.
Just without physically being together, it's so hard to know what's happening for these kids and if they're okay. I'm concerned about students being able to keep their grades up for their applications and, you know, for themselves.
Smith adds her workload also makes it hard to give every student the attention they need. She has about 370 high school students, which is 120 students more than what the American School Counselors Association recommends. To fill in the gaps,
hello, we're twins.
Smith is turning to platforms like Instagram and TikTok, where she posts videos like this one, reminding students to make sure that the name on their school records matches the name on their scholarship applications. But even with creative attempts at connecting, heavy school counselor workloads and reliance on virtual communication this year is taking a toll on students, like Brockton High School senior Isabel Stocco. Because her school is all remote right now, her questions have to go through email and instant message, and the answers aren't always immediate, like they would have been if she was there in person.
Since I know how long it takes for her to respond to my messages, I kind of tend to hold back on some of my questions sometimes. I try to make sure if I can't find it on Google, try to ask her.
Stocco adds the uncertainty over standardized testing is also adding to her nerves. She tried to register for the SAT twice this year, but both dates were canceled.
I'm kind of worried because when it comes to admissions officers comparing my application with another, would test scores matter?
Right now, independent college counselors like Kathy Costa say they're advising their clients to consider standardized testing this year as just one way to demonstrate a strength.
For kids who were hoping to rely on testing as a strength, we just try to find other ways to demonstrate other strengths that they have.
She adds, for the most part, the students she's working with have been rolling with the punches of this year's application season, which is also a skill that will be useful for years to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.